Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections is a 2010 essay collection by Nora Ephron, best known as a journalist, screenwriter, filmmaker, and essayist. The book gathers short reflective pieces that move between memoir, cultural observation, and comic commentary, with Ephron writing about journalism, aging, marriage, technology, family rituals, and the small irritations of modern life. It is not a linear memoir or an argument-driven nonfiction work. Instead, it uses fragments, lists, and personal anecdotes to capture how memory, perspective, and humor change over time. The collection is especially notable because it was written near the end of Ephron's life, after her leukemia diagnosis, which gives the essays a quiet undertone of mortality without turning them into overtly tragic writing. Its purpose is less to instruct than to observe, amuse, and clarify ordinary experience through a sharp, highly recognizable voice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, journalism as a defining identity rather than just a career. One of the book's central themes is Ephron's lasting attachment to journalism. She writes about the profession not simply as employment, but as a way of seeing and sorting the world. That matters because her essays depend on journalistic habits such as noticing detail, testing claims, and turning everyday events into readable scenes. In this sense, the book reveals how reporting shaped her prose style direct, compressed, skeptical, and alert to absurdity. Ephron does not romanticize the field, but she clearly treats it as formative and intellectually alive. Her reflections suggest that journalism offers both discipline and freedom, since it trains a writer to observe closely while still allowing a personal voice. The essay format suits this subject because it mirrors the fragmentary nature of reporting itself. Rather than building a single thesis, she collects impressions, anecdotes, and judgments that show how a journalist continues to process experience even outside the newsroom. The result is not a history of media, but a portrait of a professional identity that remains central to her self-understanding. Secondly, aging memory and the comic management of decline. Aging is one of the most distinctive concerns in the collection, but Ephron approaches it through wit rather than sentimentality. She examines what changes with age. Memory becomes unreliable, bodily routines become more noticeable, and everyday habits acquire new meaning. The title itself points to this tension between forgetting and reflection. Instead of presenting aging as a philosophical problem in the abstract, she uses small, concrete examples to show how it actually feels. This gives the book its force. The reader sees how humor can make decline legible without denying it. Ephron also understands that aging changes social visibility. Certain concerns become more urgent, certain losses harder to ignore, and certain pleasures more precious. Her tone remains unsentimental, but not cold. She acknowledges limitation while refusing self-pity, which is part of why the book reads as both funny and serious. The essays demonstrate that memory is not a stable archive, but a selective altered narrative, and that growing older means learning to live with that instability rather than pretending it does not exist. Thirdly, lists and short essays as a form for compressing modern experience. The book's formal structure is important to its effect. Ephron often uses short essays and list-like passages, and that fragmented design matches the way she thinks about contemporary life. Instead of long arguments, she offers condensed observations that land quickly and sharply. This matters because the topics she addresses are often too miscellaneous for a conventional memoir chapter, yet too revealing to dismiss as throwaway remarks. The list form lets her gather scattered truths about marriage, communication, food, fashion, and social habits without forcing them into a single system. It also creates a rhythm of recognition. Readers move from one pointed observation to another, recognizing familiar patterns in their own lives. That technique makes the book feel conversational but controlled. The fragments are not random. They are organized around voice, timing, and precision. In a broader sense, the structure reflects a modern way of thinking, where experience is often encountered in episodes. Rather than extended narratives, Ephron turns the discontinuity into a strength, showing that brevity can carry both intelligence and emotional weight. Fourthly, marriage, divorce, and the unsentimental treatment of personal relationships. Ephron writes about romantic life with a tone that is candid, observant, and resistant to idealization. Marriage and divorce appear not as moral dramas, but as parts of adult life that reveal vanity, disappointment, adaptation, and persistence. Her essays on relationships are effective because she avoids the language of confessional melodrama. Instead, she pays attention to the practical and emotional details that make long relationships legible: habits, irritations, expectations, and the stories people tell themselves. This approach gives the book both humor and bite. She understands that relationships are shaped by compromise as much as affection, and that memory often edits them into cleaner shapes than reality ever had. That insight connects to the book's broader concern with how people narrate their own lives. Ephron does not offer a therapeutic message or a model for romantic success. She offers recognition, especially for readers who understand that intimacy is often defined by ordinary friction. Her treatment of the subject is sharply human because it refuses both cynicism and sentimentality, preserving complexity where simpler books would flatten it. Lastly, mortality, gratitude, and the quiet seriousness behind the humor. Although the book is humorous on the surface, its final impression is shaped by a quieter seriousness. Ephron wrote the essays while aware of her illness, and that knowledge gives the collection emotional depth without turning it into a medical memoir. The closing reflections on what she would miss and what she would not miss make this especially clear. They distill a life into preferences, attachments, and refusals. This is one reason the book stands out. Ephron does not dramatize mortality, but she does not evade it either. She uses ordinary pleasures such as family, food, seasons, and familiar routines to show what remains valuable when time feels limited. That emphasis on gratitude is not sentimental because it is grounded in specificity. The items she names matter precisely because they are small and real. The essays therefore create a subtle balance between levity and finality. Readers sense that the comedy is sharpened by awareness of ending, which gives even casual observations more resonance. The result is a book that feels light in form but substantial in implication, with humor serving as a way of facing loss honestly. In conclusion, I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections is best suited to readers who value essay collections, memoir-inflected nonfiction, and sharp observational writing. It will appeal especially to those interested in Nora Ephron's voice, women writers, cultural commentary, and books that find meaning in everyday routines rather than in plot. The practical value of the collection lies in its attitude toward experience. It shows how humor can sharpen perception, how brevity can still produce insight, and how personal reflection can remain disciplined rather than indulgent. Intellectually, it offers a strong example of essay writing as a form of thinking aloud with precision. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of style and context. Many essay collections are either purely comic or overtly reflective, but Ephron keeps those modes in balance. She writes with the confidence of someone who knows how to entertain, yet the essays also carry the weight of late-life reflection and awareness of mortality. Compared with similar humorous memoirs, this book feels more distilled, less narrative, and more concerned with capturing exact impressions before they disappear. That economy is part of its lasting appeal. If you would like to support Nora Ephron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast descriptions. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.